Hard Night of Pegging by Lord Upminster. This is a story from a few years ago when I, male, 22 years old, was at my sluttiest. I decided to start investigating BDSM and kink. I signed up for FetLife and was scrolling when I saw a girl I recognized from bars and local punk shows around my city. She had a really nice, curvy figure and her hot punk style. Her profile detailed how she was sexually very dominant and quite involved in the local kink scene. I wrote her to say hello and explain we had some mutual friends and that I was beginning to explore my own kinks. We spoke in particular about how I wanted to try being submissive. We chatted a little and then agreed to go for a drink. We had a few beers and spoke about our sexual histories for a while before she asked if I wanted to go back to hers and told me all of her housemates were away. We got a taxi to hers and got out of the car and she grabbed my ass hard and asked if I was ready. My heart raced as I said yes. We went inside and sat on the sofa in the living room. She told me to stay put while she went upstairs. I waited, excited but unsure of what was about to happen. She came downstairs in a t-shirt and underwear, carrying a small bag, and looked amazing. I really wanted to worship her body, and I didn't have to wait long. In a firm voice, she told me to strip naked and get on all fours on the floor. I did as I was commanded, and suddenly felt very exposed but completely under her spell. She sat on the sofa and told me to massage her feet. I gave her my best foot massage as she lay back. "Good boy," she said. "Now, suck on my toes." I don't have a particular foot fetish, but as I took her toes in my mouth, I was so turned on by the whole situation. How submissive I felt on all fours in front of her. How in control she was, and how much she was clearly enjoying it. My cock became rock hard. I licked and sucked on her toes for a while and started licking up her legs before she stopped me. "Enough." She pushed me back, stood up, and reached into the bag, pulling out a thick 8-inch dildo and strap-on harness. My heart raced. I'd done some anal play before, but fuck, this thing was huge. She strapped the dildo on, and it immediately became her dick. I could see from the way she moved her hips that she was used to wearing it. She sat back on the sofa and beckoned. "Don't you want to suck it?" she said. I nodded. "Then say it." "I want to suck your dick. Now ask me properly." "Please, can I suck your dick, mistress?" "Good boy." I leaned forward and wrapped my lips around the plastic, thick cock, sucking the head as she ran her hands through my hair. I looked up at her, giving my best slutty blowjob performance, and in a few minutes, she was pushing my head down, making me take it deeper. I gagged, and tears began to run down my face as she fucked my mouth. At the same time, she directed my hand under the harness to her clit. I could feel how wet she was and the heat from her pussy. I rubbed her clit with my thumb as I struggled to take her cock deeper into my throat, and she began to moan and thrust her hips. I was so in the headspace of it that I felt like I was giving a real blowjob. After a few minutes, her breathing increased, and she shuddered and groaned into an orgasm. I sat back, covered in tears and spit, and she slapped me across the face. "Good boy. Now get up onto the sofa and show me your ass." I eagerly crawled up onto the sofa, face down, ass up, feeling excited but vulnerable. "Are you going to be a good boy now and take mistress's dick in your ass?" "Yes, mistress." "Say it." please fuck me in the ass, mistress? She ran her hands over my ass, and I shuddered in anticipation. She spanked me a few times, and then I heard the click of a lube bottle as she slathered up her dick. Then I felt the cold, hard pressure of her cock against my asshole. I tried my best to relax as she teased my hole with the tip. She slipped the head in, and I gasped in a mixture of pain and relief. I felt her 8-inch cock slide deeper inside me. She gripped my hips, slowly thrusting in and out of me. The pain quickly disappeared as I relaxed, and it started to feel really fucking good. Soon I was pushing back against her and moaning loudly as she fucked me harder and deeper, the sound of her hips hitting ass filling the room. I reached back to stroke my hard cock, and she slapped me hard on the ass and pulled my hand away. She pushed my head down into the pillows and pounded me with quick, hard thrusts before pulling out. Now I want you to play with my toy. Still reeling from the pounding she'd given me, I turned and saw her strip naked, lay back on the sofa, and pull out a condom. She put it on my aching cock, grabbed me firmly by the balls. Fuck me, but don't you dare come. I climbed on top of her, and we fucked in the missionary position and made out. As I focused as hard as I could on not coming, trying not to think about the feeling of her hot, tight pussy, her hard nipples against my chest, and her nails raking down my back. Luckily, she slipped her hand between us to rub her clit, and her orgasm came quickly. I was so close to coming as I felt her cunt squeezing around my dick in orgasm. I pulled out and kissed her feet as her orgasm subsided, before she strapped her dildo back on. Show me how good you can ride it, and then I'll let you come. I would have done anything she said at this point, and I eagerly slipped her cock into my still-lubed asshole. I soon gave my sluttiest performance, grinding and bouncing on her dick as I held on to her tits. The thickness of her cock was rubbing against my prostate. I was leaking pre-cum all over her stomach. Eventually, she reached forward and began stroking my aching cock. It didn't take long, and after a few strokes, I came hard, my thighs shaking as I shot cum all over her tits and neck. She smeared her cum-covered hand all over my face. I climbed off her dick and collapsed, exhausted, onto the sofa.